Portraits in Patriotism. I am an American. What does that simple statement represent? What is its full significance in love, in pride, and in tradition? What motivates a man to cherish more than life itself, this greatest nation the world has ever known? This land of freedom and opportunity and human dignity. In reflection on this theme, the United States Navy Recruiting Service presents Portraits in Patriotism.
Have you ever heard of John Bulkley? His is the story of a Navy officer who, with his men and a few torpedo boats, became the entire United States Navy in the Philippines for 2 months. After our Philippines defeat, when America withdrew from the Pacific to rebuild, John Bulkley and his motor torpedo squadron were alone with the enemy, alone without rations, with no base, alone with boats made of plywood to face cruisers and destroyers, alone with pure courage and patriotic devotion to sustain them. Bulkley's squadron of ships were called floating eggshells. They had great speed, but little more to protect them. Loaded for action, they carried 4 torpedoes and 4 machine guns. Under Bulkley's fearless command, they would dash in on an enemy cruiser, rake its deck with their machine guns, deliver their torpedoes, and scoot away before the enemy could respond. So fearless and determined was Commander Bulkley that on one occasion he deliberately walked into a trap and beat the enemy at his own game. The scene was Subic Bay off Manila. The enemy had posted a decoy cruiser in the clear to lure Bulkley's PT boat into the range of deadly shore batteries. Commander Bulkley sized up the situation, gauged the speed of the boat, revved his engine to a scream, and came out of the shadows full throttle. He set his course directly on a searchlight on the cruiser's deck and rowed down its beam. Suddenly, enemy machine gun fire was raking the fragile craft. But on he roared, zigzagging to elude the fire. Away went one torpedo. Bulkley saw immediately that it would miss. So he slammed his ship forward past his own torpedo toward the brink of destruction from the cruiser's guns. With the bullets making sawdust of his deck, he let go a second torpedo. Minutes later, the cruiser was on the bottom of Subic Bay. But Bulkley got away to carry America's answer to the enemy over and over again until reinforcements arrived. Later, the enemy learned that America was a nation of men like John Bulkley, men who would walk into the jaws of death if freedom could be saved. It is this spirit of courage and dedication that protects our country even today. For what tyrant would willingly tangle with a nation of John Bulkley's?